Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. The weather is warming and the Soar Butterfly Pavilion is open, so get some tickets to visit at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. The fuchsia garden is really beginning to explode with all the wonderful colors that exist in the fuchsia family. A few varieties for you to look for this week in the hanging baskets: the lovely Trudy Davo, a beautiful flower whose sepals fade into a blush pink while the double petals remain clear white. Then look for La Campanella. This beauty is a semi-double flower and has blush sepals over purple petals that fade to a lighter color. However, if you love the purple and you love the double, then look for Golden Anniversary. These flowers sport white sepals over double, dramatically big purple petals. But if red is your color, then look behind you and find the upright bush fuchsia Heidi Ann. This flower is red, red, red sepals over beautiful mauve lilac petals that will remind you of a little ballerina skirt. Across the walk, you can see the pollination garden, and what you notice first is the very graceful purple needlegrass. In 2004, this was named the California State Grass. Historically, it was used by native people as a food source and basket weaving material. It is still an important food source for wildlife and is both drought tolerant and good erosion control due to its deep rooting system. Then just look behind you to the big trumpet-shaped blooms on the Sacred Datura. This flower opens in the evening and attracts night flying pollinators, then closes up in the morning. Also take a look at the beautiful purple sage that's beginning to bloom. As you walk the pollination garden, see the development of the flowers on the cobweb thistle, the dill plants, and the spreading rush that grows around the pond. Right now is a perfect time to walk across the walk and stand downwind from the sweet peas, a lovely sweet scent. Walking through the garden beds towards Dottie's, smell the charming chocolate daisies that are blooming. You can find more of these in the Garden of the Senses. Then look for the seaside daisy, a wonderful low-growing perennial that will bloom all summer long, forming clumps up to 2 feet wide. If you walk out the paved path to the aloe garden, the giant prickly pear is blooming. This is a member of the Opuntia cactus family. The flowers fade after blooming, so you see both bright yellow and peach-colored flowers together. To see other Opuntia cactus blooming, step down into the cactus collection to see angel wings, white angel wings, and the arborescent prickly pear. Walking out Tram Road, you can see the candelabra-type bloom clusters on the northern catalpa tree. Then just around the corner onto Lakeview, see the wonderful green goddess calla lily. There are also many stands of well-known calla lily throughout the garden. Just down the walk on the right, see the persimmon tree. Then look to the left to see a couple of large stands of stinking iris, and the interesting leather leaf viburnum is blooming, as is the pretty multicolored lantana just across the way. There is also a purple variety of lantana that can be found along some of the other walkways on the side of the garden. Taking the loop back to Tram Road, you can see the mandarin melonberry is setting fruit that is edible and tastes of cantaloupe, which is also very attractive to birds. There are a couple of black mulberry trees around the dry lake bed that are heavy with fruit that barely gets ripe before the squirrels gobble it up. If you have an extra minute, see the Algerian sea lavender along the creek path as you wander toward the amphitheater meadow to see a few new blooms in the bulb bed. Look for the California Brodea, or the lovely Farewell to Spring, named because it's about the last to bloom. Then as you walk toward the garden exit, see the striking yellow-flowered hybrid columbine at the back walkway into the pollination garden. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.